So if, like me, you're an asthmatic, or even if you just have an asthma sufferer in the family, you'll know that summer can be an absolute slog when it comes to just being able to breathe properly like everyone else in the world. Now, personally, I've got to say this has felt like a particularly rough summer season. But what is it about summer in particular that can stir up all these issues with breathing? Now, Judy Wicking is an educator with the National Asthma Council of Australia. Judy, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, summer. Why summer? I mean, I would have thought if it's a pollen issue, we should be more worried about spring, but summer feels like it's been particularly hard this year.
Well, it really, many areas, just to highlight that areas in Australia differ, but certainly we need to be mindful of asthma in every season. For people who are still perhaps having problems over the summer period, it might be a grass issue. Most pollens sort of seem to settle around Christmas time, Christmas New Year. There are a few selected grasses that can continue on throughout the summer period. So that can affect some people who are sensitive to those grasses.
And I imagine, I imagine especially because we're outside so much more, yes, taking advantage of the weather.
Yeah, that's right. The other thing, I guess, too, for a lot of us, it's a period of a bit of wind down time, a bit of holiday time, and with that comes a lack of routine and a change of environment where we're going to, maybe a holiday house, or, you know, we're out camping in the bush, or doing different activities, so we're exposed to different things. And sometimes without that routine of daily living, we might forget to take our preventers that's been prescribed on a regular basis. So we get out of routine, forget our preventers, asthma perhaps isn't as well controlled, and we can get into trouble. So I think the big thing is over this period of time, we need to be very proactive, very mindful of keeping our asthma under control, taking our preventers if it's needed.
Does heat play a role into it? Certainly when you're exercising out and about, is it anything about it being just that little bit extra hotter that can create a problem?
Oh, for certain. Some people may state that, you know, they get really bad when it's humid. It's that, you know, heavy moisture in the air. So that certainly can affect some people. I think, too, the other thing to think about is most of us have the privilege of being in air-conditioned homes, shopping centres, theatres, cars, offices. So we're in a cooler, drier air environment. And then when we go outside, it's completely different. So that sudden change in the air that we're breathing can also be problematic for some people.
Can that mean also, certainly in Sydney particularly, where we often get those stinking hot days, yes, and then that subtly comes through and the temperature just drops, can that be a problem as well?
It can. It's that sudden change in temperature. I'm in Melbourne, and that can certainly happen here as well.
Oh, drop of a hat in Melbourne. You can get it both ways. So what can we be doing? I know it's, you know, for a lot of people, the reliance on that reliever is a big deal. They're trying to not take it as much as possible. What can we do? Should we be revisiting action plans? Are there just any simple ways of keeping an eye on this?
Absolutely. Ensuring that you have a regular review of your asthma with your doctor. Just not slotting it into the end of a consultation of other things. Try and make an appointment just for a review of your asthma to get a full assessment. And yes, make sure that we have a written asthma action plan. Now, that's not just for children going back to school. It's for everybody. A written asthma action plan will help people recognise early changes in their asthma control. But more importantly then, what steps can the person take to manage that change in pattern of symptoms or flare-ups or attacks, when to go to a doctor, when to call an ambulance. They're a really amazing tool that people can have at home on their fridge to refer to if things change.
That's some really good advice, because I've got to say a lot of my asthma issues occasionally happen during the night. Yes. While they're a big problem, when I wake up and everything feels a bit better, I'm like, oh, well, we'll just get on with it. No need to make a doctor's appointment.
However, if people are waking up in the night because of their asthma and needing to use their reliever in the nighttime, you know, that's a sign that things aren't quite right. You want to be sure that, you know, if recognising that that's not quite right, and then, okay, well, what am I going to do about that? Do I need to be sure I'm taking my preventer if it's indicated and prescribed, and or do I need to see a doctor?
Judy, some incredible advice there. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're very welcome, Nick. Thank you.
Thank you.